Sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 24 Nhlangula 2024-2032 ngukhefu Duke. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Zimbabwe is a unitary state. Musaterera vanoti tinonzi mutsvaka zviyo ndinotaura nonsense.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namhla uvule okusemthethweni umhlangano ohlangothi lwabesifazana kubandla lakhe. Kulabanye abantu abasola ukuchothoza kwakhe ibandla le-MRP lele Citizens Coalition for Change.
Abanye sesabayithola i-COVID sasaphinda saba right, so imask isagqokelwana ngoba imask awuzivikeli wena, uvikela the next person. So what's the point of uvikela umuntu ongafuni ukuvaccinate?
Uhulumende wakwele South Africa useyesule yonke imigoqo efakelwe ukwenqabela ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19. Uhlelo Woza Friday liviki sihamba leqembu elicula umdumo werumba. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizosizwa kulo msakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namhla uvule okusemthethweni umhlangano wohlangothi lwabesifazana kubandla lakhe. Kulabanye abantu abasola ukuchothoza kwakhe ibandla leMthokazi Republic Party lele Citizens Coalition for Change. Abohlangothi lolu sebehle baphuma lesinqumo sokuba uMnangagwa nguye ozabamela ngomnyaka ozayo kukhetho lokudinga umongameli. Kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabomama abangamalunga ezanu-PF bakuphakathi komhlangano eHarare International Conference Center oqale izolo uyaze uyephela ngensonto. Kusimemezelo esenziwe umphathintambo wezomvikela labalwa impi yenkululeko ongumgcinisihlalo njalo ezanu-PF, unkosikazi Opamuchinguri Kashiri lamhlanje eHarare uthe abohlangothi lwabesifazana lusekela umqondo wokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa nguye okumele amele ibandla labo kukhetho olukhulu luka 2023. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wamukele ngenjabulo usekelo lohlangothi lwabesifazana ukuthi amele ibandla lakhe ngomnyaka ozayo. Wabomama bezanu PF unxuse abanye abesifazana bamabandla ezombusazwe abasuke eMozambique, eCuba, eBotswana, eSouth Africa, eNamibia, eTanzania, eAngola, leMalawi. Ugijima ngendikimba ethi total political and social economic empowerment for every woman by 2030. Kusanjalo amabandla aphikisayo asesole inkulumo kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ayenze izolo eGweru emhlanganweni lamalunga ebandla lakhe lapho achothoze khona ibandla leMthwakazi Republic Party lele Citizens Coalition for Change. Asimuzweni ekhuluma umongameli Mnangagwa.
Zimbabwe is a unitary state. Kubira Zimbabwe inyika imwe chete. Kana nenda pigano mweya kuda kuvarura kana kupatanura Zimbabwe mweya wa regioni. Ukapindwa nemweya wa regioni Jesu anoti ndakumvura unonyura. Musaterera vanoti tinonzi mutsvaka zviyo ndinotaura nonsense.
Mabhalane jikelele webandla leMthwakazi Republic Party umnumzana Patson Qaba uphendula inkulumo kamongameli.
Sasiwathathe kalula kodwa esikujabulelayo ukuthi usesazi ukuthi uMthwakazi usefuna eyakhe inkululeko, njalo uMnangagwa uyazi kamhlophe ukuthi la mazwi awakhulume esegwelu asho ukuthi la ngamazwi amabili ehlukeneyo. noma angaze azame ukuzenza sengathi la amazwi ahlangene amazwi lamabili umthwakazi uyakhululeka kuphela noma kube umfu noma kumnyama
isikhulumi sebandla lesisic kobulawayo umnumzana Swibenchi Rhodza usona inkulumo kamongameli
umnanga kwamunye umuntu wayesebenza labantu abasuka amabutho ayesebenzela uSmith esebenza labo ngemva kokuthola uzibuse behlasela abantu abalwa impi yenkululeko bengaphansi kohlangothi lwe-Zipra iyona i-Gugground babebambe no-Ken Flower labomnangagwa behlasela abantu besindebeleni azikhangele esibukweni umnangagwa ukuthi nxa esithi imvuwasungada utsho bani
olwela amalungelo oluntu unkosikazi Cora Ndebele uthi umongameli nguye osekuqale ngodlakela kukhetho luka-2023
abantu basazobulawa ngobuningi abantu sazoba le-violence abaningi sisazobotshwa kuletha ukwesaba kuma-activist lama-politicians ukubana bengakhampeni bekhululekile ngoba bese saba kubana ibandla libusela lizababotshwa kuyayenza lokho kwenza ukubana sike lesolo yokubana ama-election azabuya la asoze ebese ngenxa yokuthi sohle kwaqala manje ukwethiselwa lokubulawa kwabantu
umongameli Mnangagwa akaqali ukuphosela amazwi aqatha kubandla le-CCC lele-MRP njalo useqalile ukukhankasela ukhetho oluzayo noma nje kungakahlelwa usuku lokuqhutshwa kwalo ngimele umsakazi we-Studio 7 wobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Uhulumende wakwele South Africa useyesule yonke imigoqo ebifakelwe ukunqabela ukumemetheka kwe-coronavirus. Uthuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba.
Esethula inkulumo kwabezindaba izolo umphathi ntambo ogatsha lwezempilakahle umnumzana Job Phahla uthe kusadingeka ukuthi izalwane zakwele South Africa zigqoke amamaski uthi njenge ziphatha amandla zezempilakahle bakubonile ukuthi inani labahlaselwa yi-coronavirus lalabo abagula bayivalelwa esibhedlela selehlile kakhulu.
What is off the table? It's a compulsory wearing of mask in certain settings.
Akekho osengabanjwa ngamandla ukuthi agqoke imask loka nje abayifunayo sebengazigqokela yona.
Maybe just add to say we would still encourage, especially in indoor settings, feel free to wear a mask.
Uthe labo abafisa ukuqhuba imbuthano sebengabuthana santando kungela ndaba nokuthi bangake izethekele ezingena kwele South Africa lazo akusadingeki ukuthi ziveze ubufakazi bokuthi zihlatshiwe ijekiseni yokuvikela i-coronavirus. Lelinyathelo likahulumende we-South Africa selemukelwe kakhulu izalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele South Africa. Umnumzana Mandla Sibanda uthi yena ubevele engasegqoki imaski.
Abanye sesaba ithole i-COVID saphinda saba right, so imask isagqokelwana ngoba imask awuzivikeli wena, uvikela the next person. So what's the point of uvikela umuntu ongafuni ukuvaccinate? Thina sivaccinatile, abanye siyitholile, saphinda sasila, sesi right, imask asadingeki lapho.
Kodwa-ke isizalwane sakwele South Africa umnumzana Henry Mulise uthi yena lanxa kusitsho ukuthi nguye yedwa ozasala egqoke imaski ilizwe lonke uzaqhubeka egqokile.
Kusesekudela siyakhona. I-COVID isasekhona iyabaqeda abantu. Noma ke izinga lamanani lingekho kakhulu kangako, kodwa siyezwa endabeni ukuthi kukhona abangaka abashonile, khona abangaka abagulayo. Mina ngisafuna ukuziprotect.
Ngokwezibalo zogatsha lwezempilakahle bageza udlwana kwenkulungwane eyodwa 1050 abahlaselwe yi-coronavirus kumahola angamashumi amabili lane edluleyo 24 hours. Kati kufe abayisikhombisa. Usenjalo uhulumende ubike ukuthi sekutholakale umuntu wakuqala ohlaselwe umkhuhlane we-monkeypox kwele South Africa. Ogulayo lo umkhuhlane ngowesilisa oleminyaka engamashumi amathathu. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso ebona ngemikhuhlane ethelelanwayo e-National Institute for Communicable Diseases, umnumzana Adrian Puren, uthi owesilisa lo ohlala edolobheni le-Johannesburg akazange aphume phandle kwelizwe okwenza bacabangele ukuthi lo mkhuhlane uthelelwe ngumuntu osephakathi kwelizwe.
We just need to be aware and so it's important that the contact tracing, both forward and backward contact tracing, takes place in order for us to identify any other individuals that may have been exposed or
kuqakathekile ukuthi sihlole bonke abantu ake axhumana labo ukuze lo mkhuhlane ungamemetheki ebantwini abanengi.
Either do actually also have the infection, and those be identified, get tested, and go into isolation. I think it's important for us to try and limit as best possible.
Umnumzana Puren uthi lo mkhuhlane ovela ezinyamazaneni njalo osuse emazweni amaningi okwamanje umemetheka kakhulu kwabesilisa abathandana labesilisa loba nje ungakhethi imhlobo loba ukuthi umuntu ngesilisa kumbe ngasifazane. Izibonelo zawo zibalisa umvimbano, amaqhubu emzimbeni, lezinye ezihambelana leze coronavirus. Uthi okungcono ngalo mkhuhlane ukuthi awubulali abantu njengalokhu okwenziwa i-coronavirus. Ministro 7 Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, inguthuso Khumalo.
Umanyano wamazwe angamajumi amahlanu lane 54 we-Commonwealth usuhlolisisa imizamo yelizwe leZimbabwe elifisa ukubuyela kunhlanganiso le kulandela ukususwa kwayo ngowayengumongameli uMoyi uRobert Mugabe ngomnyaka ka-2003. Kukhangelelwe ukuba udaba lolu luzahlafunwa kabanzi ngempela viki kungakagqitshwa umhlangano we-Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting owenzelwa eKigali kwele Rwanda. Asenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu lo mnumzana Fred Shaba, umphathintambo kahulumende obona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe. Umsekeli webandla lezanu PF umnumzana Eliphas Mashaba uthi kumele leZimbabwe libuyele kumanyano lo.
Uba kupresident uMnangagwa waba le approach yokuthi khona i-re-engagement with all other ama organizations which matter because iZimbabwe is not living in isolation, ivileje eyodwa. Ngakho ke izele sasikhona ku-Commonwealth but saba lomehluko esaba nawo ngesikhathi sikababavilethi president umgadi kwakhulunyiswana kwehluke ukukhulunyiswana but kathesi kuyadingakala ukuthi sibuyele sisebenze ndawonye yisifiso se-government yeZimbabwe le ukuthi khona kube ne-re-engagement. Asibone isizathu why bengathi singabuyeli phandle ngoba konke ababekhala ngakho isibona zathi kathesi ubaba uMnangagwa is in court, into zonke ababekhala ngazo ziyalungiseka.
Ye kodwa kulabanye abathi akula lutho solulungisesiwe khona manje ungazani uhulumende kaMnangagwa uyafana xathu lokwaMgabe kambona ngabaphendulo sithi nabantu abajunjani
kambe shua anti leli lilizwe. Ilizwe is not a supermarket. Yokuthi khona iyavulwa, iyavalwa, iyavulwa, iyavalwa. Nxa ngaphandle nxa kunabanye abantu esithona abantu ama-blinders afakwa amadonki lana wenza inkomo engafuzange ibona eceleni. Uthi i-development ekhona elizweni kabayiboni, ama-re-engagements ababona kabayiboni, ephalamente zithi zanti iphalamente lo, iphalamente yethu, ama-members ephalamente yethu akhona ngapho ukuzorepresenta ilizwe in the Commonwealth issue. Ama-reforms asenzakele kambe mangaka asenzakele, there are countless numbers. Nxa umuntu wabeke kuba yi-opposition, always the opposition, umuntu uzicina se-opposa lesithwalo esiphekwe ngumkakhe endlini.
Umnumzana Eliphas Mashaba lilunga lebandla leZANU-PF sixoxa laye ekobulawayo. Sixoxe njalo lo mnumzana Ambrose Sibindi okunhlanganiso yebulawa Progressive Residents Association.
So-ke kathesi sivuna sinazethu kulama kulala imhlangano we-Commonwealth okhona. Engxenye ngase sikhangela futhi sibona ngathi indaba le ama-human rights iZimbabwe lokungakuyibambanga kuhle. Engxenye khona kwana kuzenza ukuthi ibuye futhi ibe lohlupho lokubuyela. Njalo sinanzelele ukuthi silama-issues amaningi okuthi kulabantu eZimbabwe lapho zakuthiwa abantu sebebulewe, abantu sebecathile. So zinto ziyasilimaza ngase sikhangelwa ngumhlaba wonke. Yikho sokusenza ukuthi njengelizwe sicine sesifuthele eceleni singangeni. Bese sinazela futhi lezi zinto zomnotho zenezwa ukuthi ngezindlela indlela esilapho esizibamba ngayo. Suka sibe lama amapolisi angathi axabana futhi lamalungelo abantu. Khona ngokunye futhi okwenza ukuthi izinto zingasihambeli kuhle. Lobudlawudlawu nje obuba khona ikakhulu ingase sisiwa kulokhetho olukhona. Khona kwano udlawudlawu ehlangana labo elizweni. Yikho sokusiphosa ukwenza singangeni Commonwealth. So ke kule ukuthi ngalezo zinto ezibona ngathi azikalungiswa sibona ngathi engayizimbabwe ngaba lehlupho ukuba nibuyele ku-Commonwealth.
Ye manje ubona ngazani mpo kuyalungiswa nini lilizwe leZimbabwe konke lokhu njengoba sibona lakathesi abantu abanye bayafa into ezinjalo ongakhanyiwo.
Ye yikho sihlala sikuthi ukuthi silo hulumende uhulumende weZANU-PF sihlala sikuthi ukuthi sokuyisikhathi sokuthi kathe sababuyele sikulahlonipha amalungelo abantu ahloniphe amayizongana lokuthi xa usiyavota ngabe lo muntu osukuluzwayo ahloniphe futhi singathi thina umuntu ocabanga okuthiyene layo ngoba kulabo lothi bokona.
Unumzana Ambrose Vendi ukuhlanganiswa yebulawa Progressive Residents Association sixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Abezempila kahle eZimbabwe namhla bangene usuku lwesihlanu lokukhalala umsebenzi kungela sokuphume kulokho kutshengisela. Lanxa iningi belikhala ngokwethuselwa ngamapholisa, abezempila kahle laba bathi bazaqhubekela phambili bekhalala umsebenzi ngeviki ezayo uhulumende aze alungise izikhalazo zabo zeholo. UDokotela Paulina Sikhosana, umgcinisihlalo we-Health Service Board, uthi bazama ngamandla wonke ukulungisa konke okuhlupha izisebenzi. Uladuku namhla sikhangela ukwanda kwezehlakalo zodlakela lokungahlaliseki kwesimo sezombusazwe kwele Zimbabwe. Sikhangela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Idale le-Supreme Court kwele Melika namhla lesule umthetho omdala ukuvumela abantu ukuba bekhiphe izisu okusemthethweni ikakhulu labo abadlomulweyo abakhubazeke emzimbeni labanye. Lokhu sokwethuse abanye abantu kwele Melika ngoba umthetho lo uthabisa labo abangangasekeli kukade kusenzakala. Izabelo sokumele zikube yizo ezilawula ukuba kwenziwe uma umuntu efisa ukukhipha isisu. Abahluleli abayisithupha phakathi kwabayisificamunwemunye 9 bavumelene ukuba kwesule umthetho lo. Okwamanje wothi sike sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika.
Isivumelwano esisanda kwethulwa esokwengezelela isikhathi sokumisa impi kwele Yemen kuze kube mhla ka-2 ngoNcwabakazi kutshengisela indlela entsha kulimpi, kutsho isikhonzi se-United Nations esimele okwenzakalayo kwele Yemen uHans Grunberg. Impi yakwele Yemen iqale ngomnyaka ka-2014 lapho abahlamuki benhlanganiso ye-Houthi abasekelwa nguhulumende wele Iran bahluthuna amadolobho alelo lizwe babangela ukuthi umongameli wakhethwa ngokusemthethweni abaleke elizweni okwaphazamisa imizamo yokuletha ukuthula. Kulandela isicelo sikahulumende wakwele Yemen eleSaudi Arabia lakhokhela umanyano wamazwe olwisana labe Houthi laba kusukela ngenyanga kaMbimbitho ngomnyaka ka-2015. Abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezifika phose amakhulu amane 377,000 sebefile empini eyaqhamuka ilizwe laba lobuyanga lendlala. Ekuqaleni kokuzila kwabokholo lwesimuslim iRamadan ngenyanga kaMabasa, umanyano wamazwe omhlaba we-United Nations wakhokhela inkulumo ezavuma ukuthi kube lokuyekethisa impile isizifaya. Kwaba labafayo abalutshwana, uzulu wenelisa kuhamba-hamba, amafutha ezimota lokudla kwatholakala lula. Amacele womabili avumelana ukwengezelela isikhathi sokuyekethisa impile ngamanye njalo amalanga angamajumi ayisithupha kuze kuyefika inyanga kaNhlangula. Ngokuvuma ukuyekethisa impile sokulethemba kuzulu ukuthi impile esibhidlize ilizwe ilakho ukuphela, kutsho isikhonzi se-UN uGrunberg. Umongameli Joe Biden wamukele ukwekethiswa kwempile esithi inyanga ezimbili ezedluleyo sibonga isivumelwano senyanga kaMbimbitho kube lokuthula okuncomekayo selokhu limpi yaqhamukayo kuminyaka eyisikhombisa isanda kwedlula. Impilo zabantu abazinkulungwane ziphephile. Umongameli Biden uncome imizamo eyenziwa ngusikhonzi Grunberg lomela elemelika kwele Men uTim Lender King ekufezeni lesi sivumelwano. isivumelwano. Uphinde wancoma lokusebenzelana kwamazwe alomhlubulo esithi ele Saudi Arabia litshengise ubukhokheli obuqotho ngokusukumela phezulu ukuxazulula lokulolonga lesi sivumelwano esakhokhelwa ngumanyano we-United Nations. Uhulumende wele Oman wadlala indima enkulu ekulolongeni lesi sivumelwano lokuvuma ukuthi inkulumo zenzelwe elizweni lakhe. Elegipite lele Jordan avula amagceke endizamchina ukuze indizamchina ziphaphe zisiya kwele Yemen kunyanga esanda kwedlula, okwabangela ukuthi inkulumo lezi ziphumelele. Ukumisa impi yakwele Yemen isifiso esimqoka senhlelo zobudlelwano lamanye amazwe lele Melika okufuna ukufezwa nguhulumende wele Melika. Obona ngobudlelwano bele Melika lamanye amazwe u-Anthony Blinken ugcizelele ukuthi ele Melika lizimisele ukufeza isisombululo esilethanda wonye wonke umuntu esilesisindo esizabangela ukuthi izizalwane zakwele Yemen zibe yizo ezizidingela izibopho kungela kungenela kwamanye amazwe ukuqeda ukudubeka kukazulu wele Yemen. Kusipha amandla uzulu ukuze azilungisele elakusasa kungela kungenela kwamanye amazwe lokujezisa abonileyo lokudinga abephula umthetho. Sikhuthaza amacele wonke ukuthi athathe leli thuba lokuthula ukusungula umumo ozaletha ukuthula lokuzinza kulelo lizwe.
Belalele udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wakwele Melika. Wezemidlalo, umqeqeshi omutsha weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders uBrito uthi umdlalo wabo wangesonto leqembu leBlack Rhinos uza kuba umhloliso womsebenzi wamaviki amabili ezibambe esidukwini. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
UBrito uthi asekubone kubadlali bakhe kumaviki amabili esebenza labo kumupha ithemba lokuba leli qembu lizatshaya ezikwayo kuhlandla lesibili lemidlalo
yelisoba. Ngiyathokoza kakhulu ngokubonileyo lalokho esikwenzileyo. Sisebenze kanzima kumaviki amabili lawa sizama ukulungisisa iqembu. Alikabi esimene engisifunayo, kodwa ngokubona kwami siqhuba kuhle. Akula muntu ongabumba iqembu ngamaviki amabili, kodwa nxa abafana bengaqhubekela phambili besenza njalokhu engikubonileyo sizajabulisa abalandeli beqembu.
UBrito uthe umdlalo wabo leqembu leBlack Rhinos yozambonisa ukuba abadlali bakhe bengawumela yini umsindo ngoba kulomehluko omkhulu phakathi kokuzilolonga kanye nokuncintisana lamanye amaqembu. Umsekeli kaCaptain weqembu leHighlanders uNqobizitha Masuku uthi kuningi asebekufunde kuBrito lomsekeli wakhe uJo Martins Torres.
Ngathi kuyajabulisa kumnandi kakhulu bona abantu abathanda ukubana sikholise ngokunjalo futhi bathanda ukubana siqakathekise umsebenzi wethu basifundisa ngezinye indlela ngathi kunyathi singakwazi sokuningi abakubisileyo ukubana sincedisane, kodwa bakuqakathekisayo kakhulu ukuthi sibe yimuli sibambane.
Kweminye imidlalo yeviki yetshumi lathuba mnembili iqembu leCranbourne Bullets lizadlala lelechicken ing ngasesakuva. Iqembu leBulawayo City lizemukela leNkezi Platinum Stars ngaseBarber Fields. Iqembu leYada lizadibana leleDynamos ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Yonke le midlalo izadlalwa ngomgqibelo ukuthi engesonto izadlalwa ngokulandelayo. Iqembu leTennis lizemukela leFC Platinum ngasesakuva. Iqembu leCAF United lizatshana leZPC Kariba ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leWawa lizanqikelana leleManyika Diamonds ngase-Ascot, kuthi iqembu leTriangle lizadibana leleBulawayo Chiefs naseGipo. Kolunye udaba olumelana lomdlalo wenguqu kusasa amaqembu ayithoba minembili yamajaha leminyaka engaphansi kwelitshumi lesikhombisa azabe ethe gwaqa enkundleni ye-White City Stadium kumncintiswano wokuqala we-Marvelous Nakamba Foundation Under 17 Invitational Tournament. Umqondisi walimidlalo uNduduzo Sibanda uchasisa kabanzi.
Kusasa ngomgqibelo ziyangqikilana kumdlalo we Super 8. Ama team azaqala ukudlala ngo 8 ekuseni. echoni ingqikilana
kusibaya sika group A ulamaqembu abalisa ele Highlanders ele Njube Spurs ele Dynamos kanye lele Manchester Academy kusibaya sika group B kuleqembu le Ajax Hotspurs ele Chicken in ele Bulawayo City kanye lele Wange Dynamo imidlalo yesibaya sika group A izadlalelwa phakathi enkundleni White City kuthi yesibaya sika group B izadlalelwa ku B Arena amaqembu azaphutha esendaweni ezimbili eziphezulu kwengalane imiklomelo yiyo azadlulela kusigaba sesemifinal kuthi azanqoba lapho adibane final ngensonto yimele isibe 7 ngobulawayo uJoseph Njanji.
Uhlelo lwe-Woza Friday liviki sihamba leqembu elicula umdumo werumba elizibiza ngegama lokuthi Manzamnyama Stars Band. Leli qembu selithule idlalade elitsha elilesihloko esithi ikhuba lokuboleka alilandima, kubika uNtukamini Komo.
Lateleli lilengoma eziyisikhombisa. Nango umholi weqembu uLebahlongwane.
Salibonani balaleli, siqale ukucula ngo-2016 kuzofika manje sinama-album ayi-4. Kusho ukuthi siliqembu nje sihlangene, sihlangane lapha eGoli saqala ukulisungula. Omunye uphumela uPano, omunye uphumela eBhinga, mina lo mfowethu omunye siphumela eTsholotsho. So kusho ukuthi sisaphusha-phusha khona umculo asikami sisaqhule sasicula njalo.
Liphekwe ngobunono obukhulu leli hlalante kanti liqukethe ingoma ezivalisa ethi Umfundisi Uma Wami, Ikhuba Lokubolekwa, Indaba Zothando, Umalayitsha Wekwantamo, Ukuthiwa Ngabanye Bethu kanye lethi Vana Bangu. Umculo wenu bawuthola njani?
Abafisa ukuthi basisupport emculweni wethu bangasithola kulezi nombolo lapha +27 71 93 47 048. Sise South Africa ngokuhlala ngokusebenza.
Abalandeli ke ubatshiyela waphamazi.
Siyabonga kwabathengayo imiculo yethu erumba noma nje yonke imiculo ekhona. Siliqhubekani ngokunjalo liyithenga lisisapota, kuyasenza sibe lempumelelo ngalokho. Ngaphandle kwena sisi lutho, lokuthi nxa befisa ukusixhasa basishota ngokunye kokudlala imusic ebengangithinta lathi kuze sikwazi ukuncediseka kwabafisayo. Siyabonga.
Baphuma ke enkundleni abafana beManzamnyama Stars Band ngale
sawangakhulu-ke Ntukamini Komo lo ovalelisayo ngumthembu sithemba ukhipha isithubeni sithi libe lempela viki elijukela.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Nilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.